With that, I'm going to pass it over to the representative from the DEP, Suzanne Miller.
Okay, good afternoon, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Suzanne Miller, and I am the director for the Bureau of Remediation and Waste Management. Thank you for bearing with me as I got this uploaded. So today I want to provide you information about CDD in Maine. First, we're going to talk a little bit about the regulatory framework, so statutes, definitions and statute, processing requirements, not really exciting material, riveting, but it's really important to understand the issue. And then we're going to talk about what's actually disposed in Maine, what recycling looks like in Maine, and that's it, basically to give you a lay of the land of what we know. So I'll start out with some of the important definitions. So first of all, statute does define construction and demolition debris. Demolition debris results from construction, remodeling, repair, other demolition of other structures. And it does not include asbestos and other special waste, which are also further defined in statute, but I'm not going to bore you with that. So, you know, when you think about construction and demolition debris, it's just like it sounds. Somebody's, you know, raising down a house or, you know, taking down buildings, that's basically what we're looking at. So it could be anything from wood waste to mattresses to furniture to other stuff that's potentially in a building. I also wanted to go over the definition of residue, which is also going to be important as we go through some of the other statutory framework. Residue is basically waste that is remaining after, you know, some kind of processing or even recycling of solid waste. So that would also apply to CDD. So residue would be a byproduct of CDD after any kind of processing, incineration, recycling. And that's basically what's left and what would be going to a landfill. So we've got also a lot of definitions for recycling. So sort of the basic definition for recycling in statute is at 38 MRS 1303C, which is, you know, collection, separation, recovery, reuse of materials. But there's a sort of a slightly different definition for recycling under the statute for solid waste processing facilities, which becomes really important in the discussion of CDD. And I'll get into that in just a minute. But the big thing to note in the difference between these two recycling definitions is that for solid waste processing facilities, recycling can also include use of materials for fuel. So use like energy for fuel. And then finally, I want to go over another important definition, which is waste generated within the state. As Representative Tucker indicated at the beginning when he was speaking that, you know, a lot of the purpose of discussion last session discussing was it LD 1639 had to do with waste generated out of state versus in state. So we have a definition in statute that identifies what that is. And it does allow for certain residues to be considered generated in state. And that is, for example, alternative daily cover for a landfill. If it's processed and, you know, used as alternative daily cover, that would be considered generated within the state. And that's right in statute. So an example of that with related to CDD is that when you take in CDD, as I mentioned, you know, you're taking down a building, you've got your wood waste, your furniture, your mattresses, but you also have some small kind of fine material. And that material often can be, you know, collected and used for alternative daily cover. So I want to get into solid waste processing facilities because the legislation that passed during the last session relates specifically to solid waste processing facilities. So solid waste processing facilities, like a landfill is where waste goes to die, and a solid waste processing facility is where solid waste goes, something happens to it, and then it can either go to a landfill or it could be recycled or it could be reused. But the processing part is the key, something happens to it. So how it's defined in statute is that a processing facility, you know, it might be an area of land, some kind of equipment, structure, machinery, something that's going to change the composition of the waste. Is it going to, it might change it chemically, physically, you know, and it could be, you know, all sorts of techniques like shredding, baling, separation, et cetera. So under solid waste processing facilities, there are a couple different ways that that CDD is managed, solid waste is managed, and also CDD, which we're going to get into in just a little bit. So basically, at a solid waste processing facility, there are a bunch of things that have to happen, a bunch of calculations, and I'm going to go over this in a little bit of detail because I just want to make sure it's really clear how this works, because it's a little confusing sometimes reading it upon first blush. So the first thing that a solid waste processing facility must do, and let's just say for case of argument that the solid waste processing facility we're talking about collects CDD. All waste accepted at that facility has to be recycled or processed into fuel for combustion at a rate no less than 50%. So that's the first thing that that facility has to demonstrate. The second thing that they have to demonstrate is that of all the waste that has been recycled in that first calculation, 50% of it must be reused or recycled through methods other than placement in a landfill. Unless it's a facility that qualifies to meet some alternative percentages. And right now that has to do with the amount of tons that are taken in and the timing. And there's really one facility in Maine that fits those characteristics. And those percentages were put into statute. And as you know, last session that was modified. And so here are the new percentages that that facility has to meet by the next several years. The other thing that the new statute, the new language in statute also does that's a little different is it requires another calculation to be done. So you've got the calculation for, 50% has to be recycled, then a certain percentage of what's been recycled can't go to the landfill. And then you have a final calculation that's basically the total weight of all the residue, which is basically all the stuff that needs to go to a landfill to die somewhere, cannot exceed the total weight of the solid waste initially generated in state for processing. And so that's another calculation that has to happen. So I just wanted to kind of go through that because that's sort of the playing field that solid waste processing facilities have to manage as they go into collection of CDD or other wastes for processing. So I just kind of outlined what these three calculations are, sort of three separate steps. And then that's something that processing facilities have to think through. So now we're going to get into where is most of the CDD disposed of in Maine. The vast majority goes to landfill. There is some incidental processing of CDD at, like Eco Maine or, incineration, but it's not the bulk. The bulk of it goes to landfills. There's four types of landfills that take CDD, and I'm going to go through each of these and what they typically, some amounts of what they're taking in. The total disposed of statewide is about 645,530 tons. And you'll see I have estimated through all these numbers here because these numbers may change at some point as we're compiling all the data for next year for the waste capacity and generation report. The range of costs for disposal tipping fees tend to be from $33 to $95. And that, of course, can change.
And that's a per ton cost?
Correct.
It's not per truck, it's per ton.
I believe it's per ton, but I can double check on that for you. Let me just make a note. Okay. So landfills accept CDD from multiple sources, demolitions, municipalities, transfer stations. It just depends who's contracted. A lot of these are based on contracts between entities. The state's not always involved in those. The total amount disposed of at some of the larger landfills in the state is over 600,000 tons. And I listed the top three that take the most amount. We've got Juniper Ridge, which takes, as you can see, a significantly higher amount than waste management. And Heartland takes a little bit. Oh, and I also want to just mention, sorry, going back to that slide. These are landfills that take CDD from multiple sources. So not just from municipalities, not just from private industry, multiple sources. The difference between those landfills and these municipal landfills that I've listed here are that these only take CDD from town or member communities. So it's a very limited world of where they accept CDD from. And you can see the amount is vastly much smaller, on the order of just over 18,000 tons. You can see the different communities that take those and the quantities. And they're much smaller than, you know, what you see at the larger landfills. And then there's also landfills that are greater than 6 acres. These are special landfills that are written into statute and regulation. These allow for disposal of materials for CDD. It's estimated that over 20,000 tons are disposed of in these types of landfills. These are the different communities that have these types of landfills. So I think there's about 15 of them. Rockland has, I think, of all of them, the largest. I think they, I want to say, accept on the order of about 10,000 of the 20,000 tons, and the rest are spread out among the other communities. Some of the other communities didn't report actually accepting any CDD for 2021. So again, a lot of this information is just being compiled right now. So. But, you know, as far as we could estimate, yeah.
Thank you. Could you explain this matrix a little bit better? Are these each box, is it a separate landfill?
Yes. Yeah. So some of them are just based on the town name, and then some of them are representing multiple towns, and they've sort of created their own sort of regional small landfill to accept waste.
Okay. And is the color coding significant at all?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. And then finally, the last category of landfill that accepts CDD is operators that accept CDD from operations on site. So CDD generated on site. This is a small category. As you can see, it's only a little over 1,000 tons. And this is, you know, most of the entities here are related to mills and manufacturing. So Woodland Pulp, Bucksport Mill. We do have a couple that are licensed or that are allowed to take CDD for that purpose, but they didn't report any last year. So you've seen this table before. This is for calendar years 2018 and 19. We don't have this ready yet for 2021, but it just gives you a sense of, you know, what CDD, you know, where it go, how much is generated, where it goes. So how much is disposed of in state, out of state, that's been processed and sent to a landfill, you know, in state, et cetera. This will be again in the solid waste generation and capacity report, which we, you know, which we sent to you, I believe, in January. So just some more statistics, some preliminary data from 2020. It looks like 259,000 tons of CDD were received by processing facilities. This was, and of this, 473 tons of it was used for fuel. 8,061 tons of it was used in manufacturing. 5,400 tons were used for metals recovery, and the remainder was either disposed of or otherwise placed in a landfill. So when we talk about disposed of versus otherwise placed, I think it's just really important to note that disposed of means, you know, your typical disposal in a landfill. Otherwise placed might be something like use as alternative daily cover. So as I mentioned, more data will be compiled for the waste generation and capacity report, some updated numbers. But staff are currently working on that right now. And so lastly, I just wanted to mention a couple considerations for you to think about, which is that not all CDD is made up of the same materials. So generally, it's a category of waste, but sometimes each load can be very variable from one another. So some of it may have, more wood. Others may have more mattresses and random electronics equipment. It just depends on what's in the load. And so there's quite a lot of variability, and that impacts how and what can be recycled. I wanted to also mention that CDD is being used by some facilities for bulking in landfills and as structural support. And I think this becomes really important when we talk about the PFAS issue. So I just want to mention that. A lot of acceptance of CDD is based on agreements. Some of these may be between those who generate the CDD, municipalities, processing facilities, landfills, transporters, et cetera. So there's a lot of agreements going on to move this waste around and to, you know, in terms of costs and how it's going to get from point A to point B or even C or D. And then the last thing I just wanted to mention is that it may not be economical for generators to transport CDD for recycling if there are landfills closer to the point of generation. And that really just depends on where it's generated and what opportunities are in those areas. And so that's all we have to just sort of set the stage for you. But if there's any other questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Yeah, let's have your screen share end so you can see the folks. And I believe Representative Bloom has a question.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I was curious about concrete as being a construction debris. And how is concrete, is there any recyclability of concrete?
So I believe concrete would fall into that definition of CDD. And in terms of how recyclable it is, that's something I'm not really sure of, to be honest with you. I know Sarah is going to talk a lot about recycling options, so she may have some ideas, but I'm not really sure.
Thank you.
And we have Representative Ziegler joining us. Representative, would you mind introducing yourself?
No, I wouldn't mind at all. Thanks. Mike, it's been so long, I forgot. I'm Representative Paige Ziegler. I'm sorry I'm late. I was doing battle with a charger down at, get my car going down in Freeport. And I lost, but eventually I got here. I represent the seven towns of Belmont, Liberty, Lincolnville, Montfomore, Palermo, and Searsmont.
Welcome. We're glad you're here. Are there any other questions from the committee? Yes, Representative Tucker.
Thank you. So you gave us a gross amount of CDD that's coming into Maine, or that is generated in Maine altogether, 645,000 tons. So my question then is, of that tonnage, how much is actually from structures being torn down here in Maine versus structures actually being torn down outside of Maine? I want to know the percentage of that gross figure.
So that's a really good question. First of all, I want to say that that number is contingent upon some of these private contracts as to where it ends up and goes. And it was a perfect segue into this handout that I passed out and forgot to mention that I have. I gave copies to Dan, and I can pull it up for the folks on the screen if you'd like me to. Hold on, I just got to open it real quick.
I understand that you will have qualifications for your answer. There always are in a complex matter like this, but I'm looking for a percent right off the top.
So in this handout, I don't think there's an easy answer to that. I don't think there's 1%. But what this handout shows is that there, it depends on the year. So what this handout shows is how much waste is incoming to Maine. And what it tells you is how much has been received in Maine in the first column. Let me just get this up for the folks on the screen. Hopefully you guys virtually can see this. So in the first column on the screen, it shows how much CDD was received in state incoming. And it shows you the percentage by state where it came from. And that's for the years 2011 through 20. So that gives you a rough idea of how much is coming in. Now, this is just for the resource facility. We don't have anything like this statewide. We need to create one of these for every single entity that takes in CDD. So there'd have to be a separate one for like Juniper Ridge and waste management. And then in terms of some of the municipal landfills, my gut feeling is probably those are just taking in waste from local communities in Maine, neighboring communities. The logistics of that doesn't make a whole lot of sense for it to be coming from somewhere else. But it's the larger facilities you probably want to be really focusing on because they're taking in the bulk of the CDD. So Juniper Ridge, waste management, and then, of course, resource. So this particular handout relates just to resource, but it gives you a sense, at least for that facility, about how much is coming in from other states by percentage in that third column.
Just go. Do you have another question?
No.
So just to clarify, the 645,000 number includes this factor here. And so what we don't know whether or not, we don't have a record of it that you're presenting to us today about whether or not there's out-of-state CDD going to places like waste management or other municipal landfills.
I would assume that there is some out-of-state CDD going to that first slide I showed you that had the types of landfills that accept multiple types of CDD. That would be Juniper Ridge, Waste Management, and Heartland. I would assume there's some out-of-state waste going there. How much would have to we'd have to see if we have that information or not in there. Annual report. Mm-hmm. The total amount that I gave you for the whole state was how much is actually disposed of statewide, but not necessarily how much of that is brought in from out of state. The other types of landfills that mentioned, municipal landfills, landfills less than 6 acres, and landfills accepting CDD generated on site, more or less are going to be taking CDD from inside of Maine. And if not, it's such a small quantity in comparison to those first three. So those first three entities are the ones you probably would want to look at the most in terms of where most of out-of-state waste would be coming from.
Okay.
So I'm still confused a bit. If we look at the first left-hand column in your handout, it says the incoming waste. And I mean, this is just CDD, right? 189,184 tons.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the rest of the 645,000 come from?
Right. So this is just one solid waste processing facility that's taking in waste from a source. There are also other waste facilities like Juniper Ridge Landfill and Waste Management, Crossroads Landfill, that also take in CDD separate from just this facility. So if you add all those, if you add in resource plus Juniper Ridge plus Heartland plus, the 645 is just disposal. So if you add in Juniper Ridge, Waste Management, and Heartland, you get, and then all the other municipal landfills we talked about, that's where that's what's being disposed. That 645 is what's being disposed of. In terms of what's coming in, this is just going to resource. So it's not as easy as saying like, hey, there's 10% of the waste that we have, all the CDD is coming from out of state. It's not so easy because it doesn't come directly to each of the municipal landfills or each of the, it doesn't come directly to Heartland, or it doesn't necessarily come directly to Juniper Ridge. It might go through resource first.
Maybe I could come at it from a slightly different angle. How much unprocessed CDD is disposed of in Maine from buildings in Maine?
So what I can answer for sure is the municipal landfills that we talked about that can only take it from member towns. So that's about 18,000. The landfills less than 6 acres, which I think is about 20,000. And landfills that generate on site, which is another 13. So maybe about between 40 and 50,000 tons are definitely very likely to be just in state. Now, as far as the rest, I can't answer that question. We'd have to figure that out with talking with Juniper Ridge Waste Management and Heartland to figure out what the percentage is of in-state versus out-of-state, because it's all private contract.
So if we were to require recycling and beneficial use of all CDD, we would have at least 39,000 tons that we know about that's unprocessed out there that isn't getting anywhere. It's just being put in local landfills.
I would say that's very likely.
So is that what we're talking about?
I think there's more CDD than just that. That's not being, you know, processed or recycled. And that would be, I don't know what the percentage is, but whatever's coming into resource is what's, and then there's maybe one or two other processing facilities that are smaller, is what gets processed. And then the rest would just be, you know, regular landfill waste.
Thanks.
Thank you. Could you, so I was going to ask you what other processing facilities that handle CDD are in Maine, and you mentioned that there are two others. Could you please tell us the names of those and then a little bit about them, either the quantity they process, like what they're, what they extract from the CDD during the processing?
Yeah, so I don't know as much about what they're extracting, but I would assume the same thing. Most of them are, you know, extracting metals and, you know, things that they can easily use for, you know, some kind of, you can get some money from that. But I would say that there is the wind facility down in Elliott, which my understanding is they are just taking in CDD from some of the neighboring towns. And then there's another facility, I think it's the ARC facility. And I can't remember where that is. I want to say Auburn, maybe. And I don't know as much about that one. But that one, again, both of these are take in significantly less than the resource facility, which takes in the bulk of CDD for processing.
Another question, it was toward one of your later slides, but you talked about barriers, including things like transportation. Can you just give us a little bit more information about why that's a barrier and how significant it is?
Sure. So I think what I was just getting at with that, and I don't know, I don't have any exact costs for you. I'm going to stop the sharing at this point, is that, so some of these smaller municipalities that I mentioned that have their own, you know, either their own landfill that's less than 6 acres, or maybe they have a regional landfill where they're only taking CDD from member towns or local municipal towns. It becomes a transportation issue, you know. So let's say you have something near Rockland and it's going to cost a lot more to transport it all the way up to Orono, or maybe you have something all the way up in the, you know, in Jackman, and then the nearest, you know, where's going to be the nearest, you know, municipality that can take that? I think Milo might be the closest, if they're part of that member community. But if they're not, then they might have to go all the way to Juniper Ridge or up somewhere else in the county. So there are some logistics in terms of figuring out where the CDD is being, you know, generated. And I mean, it's generated anywhere, but then you have to figure out where is it going to go from some of the more remote parts of the state. And so how does that factor in? In some cases, some of the local communities have sort of agreements set up with each other to make that, you know, less costly. And so, you know, there may be some concerns about the economics of that.
Thank you.
Any additional questions from committee members? Anyone in the Zoom space have questions for the department? All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So next up, folks from Resource.